The smartest and wealthiest people in all of crypto are calling this the second coming of Bitcoin, but the rest of the world, they haven't caught on to this one yet.
The most significant event in crypto is the Bitcoin halving, before Bitcoin experienced massive gains. In today's episode, we're about to reveal a project that is about to experience its very first halving, so buckle up.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leverage trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Every single one of the smartest and wealthiest people in crypto have dubbed this the second coming of Bitcoin. And while the rest of the world has not caught on to this one yet, it's about to experience its very first halving. In today's episode, we're going to tell you all about it.
What has sparked just about every crypto bull run? That is Bitcoin experiencing its halving. What exactly is a halving, first of all? Because people are probably like, well, I have no idea what the heck you're talking about. So let's maybe dive into that quickly.
So the Bitcoin halving, and the same as the halving for this project, is when the amount of supply that's issued to the miners is cut in half. That means the overall supply and the amount of people that can be selling the supply is cut in half, while typically the demand is increased. So when you have decreased supply, in addition to increased demand, that typically results in price going up. And that's what we've seen happen with Bitcoin multiple times. And right now, we are on the precipice of a halving for this project, which again, could be the next Bitcoin.
So the very first Bitcoin halving started when Bitcoin was trading somewhere around $11. From there, it did a 95X. So every 4 years, Bitcoin experiences halving. The second halving, it did a 30X. The third halving, it did an 8X. It's gone from $11 to $126,000. That is absolutely incredible. Mm. This project today is trading somewhere around $300 and is about to experience its very first halving. And it shares the exact same tokenomics as Bitcoin, which was what makes this so revolutionary.
Yeah, and that's one of the main reasons why people are calling this Bitcoin 2.0. And look, we don't have to keep you in the dark. If you've been following us, you already know the name of the project we're talking about is BitTensor. Now, the BitTensor bull case is very simple for us and probably for you because we talk about it all the time. One, it is modeled exactly like Bitcoin. It has 21 million coins, 21 million tokens, and it follows a halving cycle. Now, in a couple of days, BitTensor is about to have its first ever halving. And for us, this comes at a perfect time because one, as we just mentioned, that means the amount of TAU, BitTensor TAU, that is going to be issued to miners is going to be cut in half. Now, in theory, this will reduce sell pressure. And this is happening at the same time where institutional on-ramps to BitTensor are being built and are being actually adopted. So it's that perfect storm that I talked about at the start of the episode. We have decreased supply of TAU being emitted, half as much as has been over the past few years. And we have an increase in demand by both institutions and retail who are starting to figure out that BitTensor is one of the only legit projects in crypto and has built such a wonderful moat that will keep it alive during the next bear market, through the next bull market, and more. And it all starts with this, the first ever BitTensor halving.
All right, BitTensor is the AI Bitcoin. So everything that Bitcoin did for finance, turning it to decentralized finance, BitTensor is doing for AI and decentralized artificial intelligence. And what makes it so unique is that it's comprised of subnets. And these subnets are essentially little AI companies. And they all have the exact same emission schedule and principles as BitTensor and Bitcoin. They all have 21 million. They're all, no venture capitalists have got in early. They're all fixed supply, fair launch. They're also going to experience their own halving cycles as well, right, which is crazy. In order to gain access to these subnets, you're going to need TAU. So that's going to put additional buying pressure on the TAU token itself. Well, we're experienced at having, so there's less tokens in supply. Right now, there's somewhere around 130 of these subnets. At some point, there will be 2,000, 3,000, 10,000 different subnets, all purchasing, burning, and registering with TAU, with users from all around the world trying to gain access. Mm-hmm. What is that going to do as the supply continues to get reduced?
Yeah, it's a perfect storm, really. You have some of the most knowledgeable and capable minds, the developers that are coming to BitTensor to build new subnets. You name a problem that can be solved with AI, someone has built a subnet that is working on it, whether it be decentralized cloud or security or weather forecasts or sports predictions or modeling. Anything you can think of, there is a subnet that is being built or will be a subnet that will be built on BitTensor. And they're all using the same algorithm, right? So if you start a subnet that's solving problem X and you have a breakthrough in the algorithm, my subnet that's solving problem Y, we're competing, but we're also together, right? So it's like it's a community that everyone benefits from the breakthrough from the other subnets, but you also have to compete to keep your subnet slot. So you can't just register a subnet and then start receiving TAU and you're good. You don't do anything. There's been mechanisms recently brought out that are rewarding better subnets, right? So there's so much going on at BitTensor. It's like the only crypto project, you know, it's like Bitcoin. There's no marketing team. There's no CEO that's just like, okay, I what I say goes. It's a whole entire community where everyone is doing everything. And the interesting thing about the whole marketing thing that we'll get into later in this episode is there's a very unique power behind BitTensor right now that's helping to spread the word. Because when you have BitTensor, which we know has probably the best tech in crypto, great tokenomics, and the halving is literally about to occur in a few days, the one thing you still need is exposure, right? So you need a way to break down what can be technical topics in BitTensor into easy and understandable content bytes so people in the world outside of our little crypto bubble can actually understand BitTensor. It's probably similar to the way that Bitcoin was framed in, you know, 2010, 2011. People just couldn't understand it. But as it got broken down on YouTube and blah, 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 people started to understand it. That's what's happening with BitTensor now. And we're going to tell you about a subnet that is really powering this whole revolution.
Okay, so the subnet we're referring to is subnet 93, and that's Bitcast. What does Bitcast do? Well, essentially, it is the marketing for, and this is currently for BitTensor. They're the ones who are helping to spread awareness around what BitTensor is doing. And it's really simple. They've created a way for YouTube creators to tap into their as a miner. And what they can do is now start talking about BitTensor, and they're rewarded for talking about BitTensor. Mm-hmm. So it makes it really simple for creators from all around the world to start tapping into this BitTensor ecosystem and gain rewards for it. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. They're doing that for BitTensor now. But soon they'll be doing that for big brands like Nike, Gatorade, whatever. Like, who knows, right? They can now have these really small creators because, you know, if you're trying to market, what are you going to do? You're going to be like, oh, I'm going to pay LeBron $100 million. You're going to talk about my product and I'm going to get a bunch of sales. Well, that costs so much money, right? And who knows if you're going to actually get the return on the investment. Mm-hmm. What they can do now via Bitcast is essentially just tap into a bunch of small creators. You know, maybe they have 1,000 subscribers or something like that. They can talk about it. But if your information is so valuable, you'll earn bigger rewards. So it's going to provide the brand with a lot more value. Mm-hmm. And it's going to help small creators from all around the world make a lot of money from it as well.
Yeah, so there's two main problems that Bitcast is solving within the BitTensor ecosystem that, as you mentioned, can be scaled outside of BitTensor. And that's, okay, so first one is tapping into those small creators. Because as you mentioned, the big creators, they get all the dollars, they do all the advertising. But you have these creators, these say YouTube people with 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, but they're very engaged followers. Typically smaller creators will have very engaged followers. So if they're going to do something, promoting something that they actually believe in, they're really going to hit home with their followers. But a lot of marketing agencies, they completely overlook these people.
Yeah,
so Bitcast is tapping into small creators, one. And two, and I think more importantly, is brands, whether it be a BitTensor subnet that's trying to get Bitcast for people to talk about them, or if it's a Web2 brand that's trying to get, they're going to get a lot more value and value they can see. A huge problem, you know, obviously we work in marketing, you know, we do sponsored episodes, whether it be on YouTube or TikTok or whatever. People can pay for fake views on TikTok or YouTube. Mm. So you'll have, you know, Creator X, he'll take a $10,000 deal. He'll make a video and he'll pay for 50,000 views. So the brand is paid $10,000. The creator then pays for fake views. No one actually real has seen this video. And it's all fake. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
And especially like TikTok, you pay for TikTok views, it's all fake.
Yeah.
Like So the brand is wasting money. The creator is wasting money. TikTok is making money, but no one's getting any value.
Yeah.
And this is a huge problem that I think BitCast is going to solve, because they're going to be able to pay creators out on real organic engagement and get rid of the whole fake view bullshit. So I think that's two huge problems where BitCast can really change the game.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned these marketing agencies, because what these marketing agencies do is they will have a whole brand. They'll have a whole like umbrella of creators, right? They may have 100,000 creators underneath them. This huge business, this brand will come along and be like, hey, marketing agency, I want to advertise this. Okay. So the agency, they take like 20% and then they take it off the top of what they pay all the creators. That's money that the brand could have used to further enhance maybe the marketing, right? But with BitCast, there's no middleman, no contracts, no negotiation. Mm-hmm. It's all on chain. It's all through BitCast and the BitTensor ecosystem. There's no fixed fees or broken promises. You literally just deliver and you get paid in return.
Yeah.
Like, it's so simple. It's like, what a beautiful idea.
All right. And what BitCast is trying to build here is a sustainable model for not only the TAO, the emissions, the miners, and their alpha token. So the way that BitTensor miners work is they all receive a daily emission of TAO based on their subnet performance. So BitCast is already receiving TAO daily because it's one of the better performing subnets. But now with this whole new marketing campaign thing they're doing, brands, whether it be a subnet or an outside brand, they're going to be paying into BitCast with TAO. That TAO is then going to be converted. They're going to use that TAO, which is the marketing campaign TAO, to buy the alpha token, the subnet 93 alpha token. Then they're using that to pay out the creators. So it's a sustainable model where the TAO coming in from the brands is not only going to be help cover the miner costs, but also being paid out to the creators. So there's not like an artificial or an external dumping of the alpha token or dumping of TAO. And I think that's kind of what all the subnets are trying to achieve, basically a sustainable model. And what BitCast is doing here, I think can go a long way.
It can go a long way because they can start attracting not only the thousands of subnets that will eventually be on this platform that require marketing. Because right now, I think subnets do a very poor job of articulating what they're actually doing. Very smart minds behind the scenes, but I think they lack the education required in terms of what is for marketing purposes. Mm-hmm. They can build the best product in the world. But BitCast, what they're doing, they're going to be able to spread that to all brands across all of YouTube. Any creator on YouTube can now get involved with this.
Yeah.
They've just branched out onto X. So with X, you now have individuals, you know, hundreds of individuals who are now going to be promoting BitTensor, but soon brands, right? Mm. So that, and then they can integrate into TikTok and Instagram. It's just going to continue spreading. And that's why I think this has one of the better looking charts from a subnet perspective. Mm. And with a small $8 million valuation, I mean, to me, the writing's on the wall with this one.
So yeah, look, I think the timing is perfect. As we said, the smartest people in crypto are calling BitTensor the next Bitcoin. And the very first halving is happening in a couple of days. So right as we see institutional interest increasing in BitTensor, right as we see the daily supply of TAO being decreased by half, we are also seeing BitCast and their marketing campaign viral, this whole ecosystem they've built to help propel BitTensor to new heights. This is all kicking off at the same time. So not only is it a perfect time to get involved in the BitTensor ecosystem, it is a perfect time to look at the BitCast subnet 93 as one of the leading subnets, not only in terms of like their daily emissions, what they're doing, but just helping the entire BitTensor ecosystem as a whole. The better BitCast can perform, the more creators that are going to be using BitCast to talk about BitTensor, the better BitTensor and TAO will perform. So it's, for me, it's one of the foundational and most important subnets for all of BitTensor. And look, you know how bullish we are on BitTensor. We love it. We love BitCast. Let's see what happens when the halving comes around in a couple of days.
Cool. If you like this episode and you're a big fan of BitTensor, take 1 millisecond and press the like button and share this with a friend. And then tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.